Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the home finale yesterday, Dylan Beavers going flag court after Kobe Mayo hit a thing. You could have hung laundry on to tie the game. But from Baltimore at baseball.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's Friday. Already got my booze situation straightened out. I'm going to put my TVs out on the deck because it's going to be 80 degrees. So I got my new Doritos. Anyway, last series of the year could spoil New York's possible AL East Championship hopes. But as we wrap up the home portion of the schedule with a dramatic win, of the younger players and arbitration eligible sort of guys, who may have played their last home game in an Orioles uniform yesterday, Rich?
Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious, and that would be Ryan Mountcastle. I think there's a good chance that he played his last game there yesterday, and he acknowledged it. You know, they have a big log jam at first with, Kobe Mayo and Samuel Basayo, both penciled in there for next year. Mountcastle hasn't been playing a lot at first since he came back and hasn't hit great, but I think that there may not be any room on the club for Mountcastle next year.
Oh, that'd be a sad one, Rich, just for me, with knowing Mountie for a while, but that's the name of the game. That's the business. You got to make decisions. Right now, as this is wrapping up, you know, and we're kind of looking back, or maybe we can look at this, I would like to say second half, you know, because that first half, it was rough. But if you were going to take some really positives in your mind going into 2026, we can say, oh, some young guys played well. And maybe we take out Trevor Rogers because that was like the story. But is there anything that you've watched that gives you a lot of optimism for this Orioles team going into 26?
Well, I would say Kyle Bradish's recovery. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle Bradish, has pitched well since he's come back. I think that's a positive. I think Tyler Wells has pitched pretty well since he's come back. That's a positive. Dylan Beavers, of course, has hit pretty well since he's come up. So I think there are some positives. And certainly a lot of questions, Ryan. I think the biggest question is the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You know, they absolutely need a new closer. How many of these eight guys that are currently in the bullpen are going to be there next year? Maybe a couple. So there's still a lot of holes on this team. You know, obviously also another starter or two is needed, and more outfielders. So a big shopping list for Mike Elias this offseason.
Yeah, and definitely, I'm not going to say it's a make or break for any situation, but the expectations for the fan base and for the team is that they expect to be right back in this hunt of looking up and fighting for the AL East. As I'm looking up right now, that, you know, the Blue Jays and Yankees have a chance to win the AL East, and I know that is that's bothersome to a lot of people here in Baltimore. But you mentioned there on the bullpen, but let's go to that starter's pitching side for 1 second. I think safe to say, if we're going to pencil in some guys right now for next year, I think we got Trevor Rogers, a healthy Kyle Bradish, and Dean Kramer. And the reason why I'm not saying anybody else, Rich, is I'm curious what they will do with Tyler Wells. You know, I'm sitting there wondering, are they going to let him start? Are they going to put him in the bullpen? I don't think there's anybody else that you can factor right in there. I don't think Cade Povich, for instance, Rich, did enough to feel that he earned the spot going into the next year. Are you kind of aligned with me on that, that there still are so many opportunities that are out there that some of the guys, unfortunately, didn't seize them?
Yeah, right. You are, Ryan. I think when you're talking about Povich, you look at just yesterday in a game that really didn't mean a lot against an opponent that's on the same level as they are. He didn't pitch very well at all, and he had the opportunities to pitch well. He's pitched well a few times. I think certainly you hang on to him, and he's there for depth, but I wouldn't want to put him in as a pencil him in as a rotation guy right now. I think that, we don't know also what's going to happen with Grayson Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. But let's take the best case scenario right now and say that you have Bradish and Rogers and they decide to put Wells in there. And, of course, they could put him in the bullpen. And you have Rogers and you have Kramer. Well, that's a decent five. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're really going to go out and try and get, a good starter or two. Maybe not exactly what the fans want, but, somebody who is on the level, let's say, of Nathan Eovaldi, what he was last year in the free agent market. A mid or a higher mid-range starter. And if they can do that, then I think that's good. And then you start working on the bullpen.
Yep. I think you'll be curious to see what there's going to be a list of pitchers that are going to be available this offseason. But why don't we finish with the offensive side, at least for my questions here, Rich. You mentioned outfielders, and there is kind of wondering who's going to be that guy. Is the utility guy going to be Jeremiah Jackson? In your mind right now, Tyler O'Neill is probably going to opt in, because why wouldn't he opt in with his contract, right? So, I mean, what do you think, if we're looking at all of that the Orioles would need to bring in? Because the one conversation I've heard is bringing in a veteran type of bat. And I'm not saying an everyday guy, but a guy that can fit in and help this young group lead. Are you think that's enough, or do you think they got to go out and get a proven player to come in and really set the tone for still a very young and talented nucleus?
No, I think that they need somebody of a higher quality. And I think also they need to show the fans that they're going to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Attendance was off 21% this year, and that's coming off two playoff years. And, there's a lot of controversy now about a lot of the season ticket plans and changing locations and, raising prices and putting people into different, and putting people in, making them spend more money. So I think that they need to show the fans that they're doing something. And I think a bigger name, somebody who can really really set the tone, and they need a veteran. I mean, because the guy you're describing, Ryan, they just traded, and that's Ramon Laureano.
Mm-hmm.
He would be a guy, but I think he was really good for the Orioles and for the Padres. But I think they need somebody on a little higher level than that, if possible. I can't see that they're going to go out and spend crazy money for Kyle Tucker. But I think that they need to try and get something, maybe with a trade. They got an awful lot of young players back from all those players that they traded at the trade deadline, and maybe use some of that capital to see if they can get somebody to lead. I mean, they really do need a clubhouse leader. There's no Ryan O'Hearn. There's no James McCann right now. There's no Kyle Gibson. So they need, I think, a proven veteran there to sort of rally the troops and get the clubhouse behind them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, what's happening on the website as the Orioles wrap up the regular season and we get ready for a busy offseason here?
Well, we'll be covering that busy offseason here in New York for the last three games, and then we'll be chronicling what happens on Monday when Mike Elias talks and see who's going to be the manager and see who might be the general manager alongside Elias. So, Lots of intrigue, and it all starts now.
Well, Rich, enjoy the Bronx as the Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. You heard it here first. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for a great season, Bob. And it's always great to talk to Ryan. And I haven't had a chance to talk to him since his brilliant first pitch, which I got to witness close up.
I'm sorry, Rich. That was disappointing. That was, you know what? You and I are going to go out to the field one day, and you got to get me ready for 2026.
Ryan, if you need me to get you ready for 2026, things are in pretty dire shape.
All right, Rich. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There's Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com in New York with the Orioles' final series of the year against the Yankees, who right now are tied with Toronto for first in the AL East. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, 410-583-1057. We'll talk about the Orioles. By the way, who the hell is going to be the center fielder in 2026? Are we sold on Moo Man being that guy? And the Ravens predictions. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites at Kansas City, but yet most of the people who've checked in so far today are picking the Chiefs. Are you in line with that one?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.